Hey guys, welcome back to Third Pedal Podcast. I'm Jacob.
I'm Zach.
And welcome to episode...
Oh, we didn't plan this.
50! Been a whole half a century of episodes, guys. Thanks for riding with us.
Yeah.
For this episode, we thought it'd be fun to go through kind of our favorite segments that have, we'd like to say plannedly, but not really, just kind of naturally evolve on the show. Made a word. It's fine. So we're going to start off making a break, because we haven't done that in a really long time. We've got some good EV, bad EV. We've got maybe a beamer or two to discuss. And whatever else. We'll go from there, talk about our
fun stuff
and everything there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so without further ado,
let's get to the fun stuff.
Yeah, we'll start with the make it or break it, because it's been a minute. Thank you guys for sharing stuff. We don't get to it often because we have too many other things to talk about. So as we said before, like, throw things on the Facebook crew page.
Yeah.
Third Pedal Podcast crew. It's a group. It's public. Everybody can join, but we want you guys to, like, share stuff there, because then everybody can react throughout the week. It doesn't have to wait for us to get to a 50th episode. So yeah, without further ado, or as I've said in previous episodes, without further ado.
You said that?
Yeah, I've said that.
Further ado,
let's get to some Miobies. I don't know.
Let's make it or break it for long.
For you noobs out there, for long. We're very out of it right now.
No, everything's fine.
Okay, so do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I want to start with one.
Okay. Is it recording? Yeah, it's recording. That's the most important part.
Volume
on the bottom.
Of course. Oh, full. That's perfect.
Boom. All right.
Okay, let's start with I always love these customer states ones, so it's like a mechanic taking a video. Yes. So this is customer states, my car won't stop, I need a tow.
Customer, my car won't stop, I need a tow.
What?
For the uninformed, there's supposed to be a brake disc there. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Completely gone. So not so much a make it or break it as much as a, oh crap.
Holy cow. Yeah. So he's missing his rotors.
Rotor, not
pretty
disc.
And pads, I guess. He has his calipers, but nothing else. This is like the reverse of the Fast and Furious thing.
Yeah, right.
Missing caliper.
Oh, well, same. Oh yeah. No, that was missing caliper, not
a
rotor.
The opposite,
yeah.
Just a rotor up there.
Yep.
That is awesome, dude.
So that's rough. That's here. Not going to.
All right. I got one for you.
Work. Okay.
So speaking of pieces missing from cars.
Oh.
Oh no.
What?
I gotta beep it. So thankfully nobody was in the car. It looks like the cab is still in primo condition.
Really threw me off. We'll just do this time.
There you go.
I thought it was gonna for sure hit this one. Holy cow, dude.
So for those listening, if you're listening on Spotify, just tap it and open up the video section just for this piece. We're going through some fail videos. But yeah, this guy, they're taking down like an antenna or something. And it's
that's a big steel pole.
Yeah, this is what happens when you put aluminum beds on your trucks.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know that any truck would have held up.
No, if it's
they show
the
like ram, yeah, it snaps like a toothpick.
It'd be like in the Looney Tunes stuff where it falls and then it's like in the perfect outline of the truck.
Yeah, bends over. All right. Anyway, yeah, that's a truck one. So we'll do another truck one. So this guy's working on his truck in his driveway.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Why is he not moving?
He's trying.
Oh my gosh. It made me so uncomfortable. This guy!
I know! Every time. I know.
I felt like tingly in my arms. I was like, move.
You're like, yeah, no, that's not good.
His stuff is so good.
I don't know how he does those edits.
We should have him on sometime. That would be fun.
Yeah. Who's it? House of
Highlights.
Oh, this is like that's like a repost, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it got me.
Man.
All the way up until the truck didn't move right there. And then I was like, oh, and then obviously then it rolls through.
I love the grin at the end. That's so funny.
Yeah, so that'll make you uncomfy.
So speaking of being uncomfy, kind of needing to get in your feeling. This is the weirdest transitions we've got between these. Sometimes you just need to go for a drive to clear your head.
With the Juice WRLD song,
yes,
too?
Yes. The little three-wheeler.
What is that?
I don't know. That's seems hilarious. Like something that Top Gear would drive irresponsibly, though, for some reason.
Speaking of driving irresponsibly,
the definition of send it.
Just sending it.
Oh my gosh. What did he think was happening?
He's gone.
We need to be
okay. Also, though, I didn't know that those pylons were that strong.
Yeah, right?
It ripped the...
Well, I thought a few things. I had no idea those things were that strong, so don't hit them. Those are the yellow things in the parking lots. For those of you just watching or just listening, come watch, first of all.
Yeah.
But this is a semi-truck that gets stuck on one of those big yellow concrete poles in parking lots or steel, whatever
like
they are.
Pylon things, yeah.
And it tears off the rear wheels of the semi-trailer.
And like... Not off the side, like it goes vertically and rips the wheels out.
It was
kind of
satisfying to watch, to be honest, because I was like, it was so satisfying to see how those were not movable.
Yeah.
And then how the semi has enough torque to just completely tear.
Yeah. On top of a trailer and everything, just rip it off.
Like to tear it all off and then just drive away.
That's nuts. That could not have felt good.
No. I have a feeling this was quitting job or getting fired situation or
it
like
had to have been an empty trailer too.
Something wrong happened, obviously. But I would like to hear the story on that.
There was a when I worked at my previous place of employment, I don't know how much I should say. There was this kid. Sure.
My hand hurts.
There was this kid who in the middle of the night, he was driving his dad's or it was his grandma's Challenger or something like that. Around the road. He was trying to like light it up because it was a curvy road back there.
Oh, sure.
And he slipped on the snow. And he went into our bollard that's out there. That's what it's called, bollard.
Oh, no.
And ours wasn't as, like, anchored into the ground. But it, like, so it got knocked all the way over. But he, like, jumped the curb and, like, landed in the parking lot.
Hard.
And it was fine. It drove away. It obviously got damaged.
Yeah, yeah.
But we got it all on camera. Rich got it all. Yeah, yeah.
Do we have access to that video?
I don't know. He's probably got it somewhere. But it wasn't that, like, crazy to watch. Yeah. But it was just when you went there the next day, you're like, what happened? Yeah. And like he did some
it was like debris
and
stuff.
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
Jeez.
Okay. Let's see. Where do we want to go from here? This one, I think, is pretty good. That's kind of long. It's a minute long.
It's okay.
Let's do it.
I think it's not great.
What are you doing?
Oh, no.
Wash your hands.
Dude, it's so much force on it. It won't move.
Whatever you just don't. You got this.
You got this, the guy from behind the camera.
It's almost there.
This would be us in a garage doing this.
Well, I would not do that, that's for sure. Yeah, they could use a big pry bar. They should throw a toe strap on it and yank it. The sound effects.
Oh, it's holding on by nothing.
That's a great audio clip.
It's only on by nothing, dude.
Clear.
Oh.
Is that it?
Oh my god. There's so many great clips out of that.
I know, there's so many quotable moments.
Wow.
So yeah,
that's pretty funny. There you go.
So don't do that. That actually didn't end that.
Have you seen the one it cuts? He's like, what is he doing?
He's cutting it with an angle grinder. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you don't want it, then it explodes. And I think it cuts the dumb ways to die. So.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, don't do that either.
All right, what do you got crazy. For us?
All right. We did the brakes one.
Yeah.
I want to save this one for last.
Okay.
So I did that. I did that. I did that. Okay. This is just...
Oh, Ford drivers.
So this guy, I don't think it's a Raptor. It's just a F-150, I want to
say. It just looks like an F-150.
Well, yeah, whatever. F-150. So...
Oh, it's a Shelby. Oh, no.
Oh, that sucks. I was going to say, it sounded really nice.
Yeah.
So he gets stuck in some wet concrete. Oh, so this is just him maneuvering out. You know, you got to like try to jump the curb and stuff. So it's walking that line. So when this is real. What do you think? Make it or break it?
I don't think he makes it out.
Okay, fair. Sounds nice, though.
Oh, it does sound nice. Oh, his back wheel's going in there.
Oh, there it goes. Come on.
Just disappointed. Isn't that such a bummer?
That's a huge bummer.
Like, concrete.
Theoretically, though, you just wash it off if it's still wet.
Yeah, if you
know,
get
you just spray it off.
Yeah, but you got to drive to somewhere to wash it off.
So but you've got like, scratched ribs and everything now. Too.
Yeah, and underbody and all that. So, yeah, that's no fun.
All right, where do I want to go from here? Let's do this one.
Okay.
No,
this is why you don't buy an EV.
Oh, this real quick? This is... this was nuts. I think I mentioned this to you like a week ago.
Yeah.
And then
I remember something about it. This is a Hummer EV, right?
This is crazy. This is Realities of the Strad Man, who's awesome. He'll be on here sometime talking about his Hummer EV and the realities of owning this thing.
Car situation is a little problem. I have no idea. Fairly easy. We just increased our range to 98 miles after waiting around for 45 minutes.
What?
But the real question, how much did it cost?
I am actually in shock right now. We just sat here for 41 minutes. It cost me $19.80. And we added an additional 64 miles for $20. It is more expensive to charge an EV.
Yeah.
Plus, we had to sit here for 41 minutes. It's a scam. The whole thing is a scam.
Isn't that nuts?
Yikes.
Isn't that nuts? So he sat there for 45 minutes. He added 60 miles for $20. So like,
that's bad.
For $20. And if that's we're breaking
not,
it down.
Now, that's not how it always would go as far as the miles, because this is a Hummer EV, so it's huge.
Right. And it looked like it was cold, so I'm sure that has something to do with it, too. But
still, that's expensive, though.
Yeah, if we say 60 divided by that for the $20, that's $3 a mile?
I think so. I think that checks out.
No, golly, my math is so bad.
Three miles per dollar.
So 30 cents a mile.
How would that compare to like a car?
Oh, yeah, so 30 cents a mile. So I've tracked it on the WRX. My WRX, I think, is like 12 cents a mile.
Oh, so quite a bit more expensive.
Half to drive.
So your WRX probably gets 20 something,
yeah,
20. Right?
Yeah.
So that is comparable to a truck then.
Yep.
Right.
A bad truck.
Yeah, like a 10 mile per gallon
truck. It's like
truck.
A 10 mile per gallon truck.
Yeah. So like a big old
truck. So it's
truck.
Comparable to an old Hummer. They kept the cost
the same. That is hilarious.
That's awesome.
Is really funny.
Okay, they, weird.
It
so,
is the same amount of yeah. it, the
it's
only
not
difference
a money
now
saving thing.
Is that it costs a lot more.
Yeah.
Like to buy it.
Yeah, it's many more dollars.
And then well, actually, what would the MSRP have been on a new one back in the day? Probably pretty dang close.
I mean, yeah, with the inflation
and stuff
going
yeah.
up. Yeah, it's probably apples to apples. Okay. So Hummer, you
nothing's changed.
Kept it right there.
The biggest difference is the waste of time because you got to sit there and charge for 41 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
You got, I mean, longer. That was that to get 60 miles. So to get funny. Up to a 300 something mile range, it's got to be hours,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And that was on like a charger.
Yeah. Anyway, so
what
that's funny.
What else would have been, Zach? Of course it's a charger. All right.
Like a so, charger?
Okay.
So, that'd be really funny to have like a whole thing. Like, I had my Hummer on this charger all night. It's not gotten any more miles. It's just sitting on top of a charger, like a Dodge charger.
Stack.
Or like it's towing one. I've been hooked up to this charger for the last 20 miles.
That's
going
a,
down.
That's a high budget.
Yeah, that's a real expensive meme.
So I know perpetual motion is the thing, right? But could you get a trailer for an EV and you're towing the trailer, right? But it's like super aerodynamic, very light. And the spinning of the wheels is charging a generator in the trailer to plug in your, like, could that be a range extender?
No.
Or would you lose more in range by towing it than it would provide
I think
by
that.
Charging?
And the friction, because technically.
Because you lose some to heat and friction, right? Is
right.
that how,
yeah.
that's how
well,
it's science
Well, the friction
works?
Even of it generating, like your alternator has friction to it, mm-hmm. like as it's trying to generate.
Yeah,
so
very low.
Everything
but,
does. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, in theory, I think the law of thermodynamics says no. There has to be something lost. I don't know how much gain it is, though. I mean, it's even like the freaking weird thing with the rotary MX-30 thing. Like that whole weird, like...
Well, that makes sense because you're putting fuel in
yeah,
for a generator.
Yeah, but like how it's doing the battery thing, you're like, okay, like how could you get that with your thing? Like if you throw alternators on all the axles and then run it that way.
Right.
Like, why couldn't you do it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not smart enough to make calls on things like that, but it's interesting to me. All right, you got one.
Anyways.
And then I think I got a last one.
So this one's pretty wild.
Okay.
Fire! All right, you're on fire! Fire! Stop!
Dude, Altima drivers.
Go out! Get out! Your bar's on fire!
Oh.
Oh, sh**.
Oh, look at him bail!
He's fine. He does a barrel roll and he's up. He's like, all right, man, we good.
Okay, so.
Go get another Altima.
Two things. So Altima drivers never cease to amaze me. This also doesn't seem like the first time he's bailed out of a car.
Yeah, that seemed very,
he did
like,
one roll and then was like,
like, we
I'm
good.
Good.
We good. Also, your fire's on fire is my favorite line of this one.
Your fire's on fire. All right. So then the final make it or break it for this week. And as a reminder to everybody, if you have clips, post it on the Facebook group, Third Pedal Podcast Crew on Facebook. You can message it to us on anything else or tag us and stuff. But that's the best way to make sure everybody can see it so it doesn't get buried in our DMs like all the stuff you guys send us does. And we're sorry. We talk about it, but we laugh with each other about it. So final video. And then this bridges into my perfect bad EV segment.
Let's
okay?
Wait, the Hummer wasn't the bad EV?
No. Your girl. Oh, start over.
When you get done explaining to your girl how fast your 1,000cc bike is, and she starts talking trash to the Lambo with no bumper.
No, 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 don't. The Lambo with no bumper. Yes. The Lambo with no bumper is equivalent to the Civic with the laptop in the front seat, right?
Yes, it's the like, weird new version of that.
No.
Yes. So, speaking of fast motorcycles, no, not really.
That wasn't a segue at all, was it?
No, it wasn't. So, there's a new brand. No, more with the Lamborghini thing. There's a new brand. What would you think? So this brand has been known for gasoline vehicles, and they are fully electrifying. They announced that they're going to be fully electrifying. Give me a gander. What would be the least believable brand in your mind?
Dodge would be the least believable
brand.
Okay,
it's not Dodge. Yeah. I'll give you two more guesses.
Audi?
Nope.
They've been fully gas.
They've been fully gas. They've been known for that.
They've been known for that?
I would say they've been known for that. They've dabbled with electric, but they're apparently making a full switch.
So it's not Audi, Volkswagen.
Nope.
It's not Dodge.
Nope.
Or any of the Dodge, Fiat, Chrysler.
No, none of that.
It wouldn't be Lamborghini.
It's an American company.
Oh, Ford?
No. Harley Davidson announces it's going to go all electric, right?
Chopper, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So
what the heck?
You've heard of the Livewire, right?
Yeah.
They launched that sub brand. Pretty cool. And they've kept it like partitioned off. Like, mm-hmm. It's not really branded Harley Davidson at all. It's branded Livewire, and it's their own little thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Apparently the CEO announced that the transition needs to happen.
Why though?
I don't know. And it's not on a small scale with the brand Livewire. They're talking Harley Davidson dealers selling EVs exclusively. But it's not gonna happen overnight. But that's their announcement.
So
isn't that nuts from Harley?
So I kind of think electric bikes make more sense than electric cars.
Yeah, oh, totally.
I might be wrong about that.
No, you don't really less battery. Ride them that far.
Right. It's usually trips around town. I mean, obviously people daily drive them and stuff like that a lot of times. But
most of riding a bike, I would say, is like they're not really practical at all. Mm-hmm. Unless you live in like if you live in LA or something, they're nice.
Right.
Like,
you can white line.
You can actually like get places faster. But like around here, like I joked, I just took ours out like a week ago for a weekend thing, and then it snowed
again. Don't
let
me drive your bike. I will want one immediately.
I shouldn't have let me ride my bike.
Like, I'm just going to get it on trade. If you guys don't know, go back a few episodes. We talked about
it was the episode. Yeah, the episode that we're in the Porsche. I forget which one that is, but we're sitting in the Porsche seat. We talked. Because, I traded a grill for a Honda Goldwing for a toolbox for this motorcycle on a mission to end up with a camper. But now my wife and I fell in love with the bike, and we don't want to get rid of it.
It's a sweet bike.
It is a sweet bike. But so I get... You're right. It is more practical to have
there
an electric
bike. There's Livewire, then there's Cake.
Yeah.
Makes those motorcycles.
There's a bunch of them.
That look awesome.
Yes.
They look what you would expect a electric bike to look like, where it's just like a tall battery stack, and then they built the bike around it. Super cool.
But like, I think so much, especially with Harley, like so much of it is about the feeling of loud music, loud engines, like smelling it, feeling the rumble of it and everything. So they announced
like
this.
Cigarettes and bad decisions is what Harleys smell like.
Right. Cigarettes and gang violence. That's what
right.
So they said it's going to take decades.
They're going to do the bike gangs that are driving electric ones.
Yeah.
They'll be vaping, and then cleaning up recycling on the weekends. They're like cleaning up garbage on the highway.
They'll have vapes out of like a fake exhaust pipe on the back. It'll be like the elevated version of the Daytona thing.
Yeah.
So they say it's going to take decades. So the very latest,
that's kind of a cop out. I feel like for anyone creating something, like it's going to take decades for this technology.
Right.
It's
like, so like
we had the technology.
20 years. Yeah. It's like, okay. For them to do the full electrification.
That's let me guess. Is that when that CEO retires?
Probably.
He
they're like,
have to do
he'll
it.
Be gone by then. Yeah. So, I thought this part of the article was really funny. It's possible Harley Davidson's fully aware that its core customers have little interest in buying EVs. If that's the case, then the move to compartmentalize or quarantine EV as the Livewire different feels like they're trying. Let's see, where is it? Am I far away from this?
No, it just wouldn't stop wiggling.
Oh, weird. It lets Harley keep selling its pricey large displacement hogs and baggers to the HD faithful as it fills up its war chest. After that, moving to the electric lineup is not going to be cheap, and they're going to lose a lot of people doing it.
Wow.
So it's like they're stockpiling it for like, all right, like hey, well, the Sun Giants doing that now.
Yeah, might as well. Yeah.
So like,
but
I don't
would
know.
Say it's maybe weird. I'm wrong in this, just because I'm not in the bike community first of all, and then I'm definitely not in the Harley community. No hate, but it's just not my vibe at all.
Yeah.
Like it seems like the popularity of those has gone down quite a bit in lieu of like sport bikes.
Mm.
Like
definitely
yours
with younger
or like,
people, it seems like.
Yeah, like, you know? A younger guy is probably going to go more for like a, like, the only bike I know is a Ninja or like a CBR or whatever.
Well, it's like the Yamahas, the BMWs, and the Kawasaki's. Like, those seem to be the three really, really popular ones.
Have you seen the BMW bike, like, memes?
The BMW bike memes?
I can't think of one off the top of my head, so I probably shouldn't have brought it up. But
like turn signals and stuff?
Just like funny BMW stuff. But it's like the guy, when the guy with the BMW, the guy who rides BMW comes to the meet or whatever. I don't know. I've seen some funny stuff.
So no, because you got those. And then you have like there's Triumph, there's Indian, there's like those other brands. So
I
like
forget how many brands there are bikes.
There's a bunch. I mean, even like KTM, like they do more.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
right.
They have one kind of like my Aprilia, but like more. I think you get Ducati, you get all those. Yeah.
Yep.
There's a bunch. So, I mean, like, there's, it seems like you've got like the comfortable cruiser stuff, and then you've got sport bikes are really popular now. A lot of people are doing like the cafe racer thing now, which is cool, which I would like to trade for.
That's sweet.
But yeah, it's like the Harley cruiser thing is definitely, I mean, there are like young people who are into it, but it seems primarily like it's an older audience for that kind of stuff. So, I don't know, it's interesting.
Like
I was shocked.
70s, 80s, 90s type of.
Yeah. Like, before this, I would have put Harley in the Dodge category of like, oh, they'll never, they'd rather just go out kind of thing. And so it's very weird that like,
go out
like
guns blazing.
Like nobody else, like you got Yamaha and Honda and everybody like, now we're going to stick with our super bikes. And then they're like, we're going, well, and granted it could be, it's kind of an empty promise. 20 years, like most of our life, it could be in the future that they're going to do this. You're right. The CEO is probably not around.
It's not really saying a lot.
Right.
To
and,
be honest.
And I don't know what like, I'm sure a big part of all of this is there are probably a lot of incentives or tax refunds stuff from a corporate level of all these guys like leaning into electric. So I'm sure they're getting like some huge incentive to like look at it at all.
Like start a division, R&D and stuff.
Yeah. But
that makes sense.
So anyway, so there's my bad EV. Our good EV for this week, we can't really talk about a ton, but it's hilarious.
We can.
We just choose not to.
We'll let you guys watch it on your own.
It's the, I mean, more so it's the truck, but the commercial was, if you guys saw the Super Bowl commercial for the, you spilled water everywhere.
All over my laptop.
If you saw the commercial for the Ram Rev, the electric Ram for the Super Bowl, it was incredibly hilarious. A popular take on a different medical issue that they tied into, which was hilarious.
Like ED tied into electric cars.
But their whole
hilarious
thing, their whole pitch of it was they're not coming out with their electric truck till 2025.
Yeah.
Because they're waiting. And the whole thing is premature electrification. And so their
awesome
whole
plot.
It was awesome. Taking a stab at all these other brands that just released stuff to say like, hey, our electric truck's out, are this or whatever. And
probably
they're
primarily
like, hey.
Ford, right? For the Lightning.
Yeah. Well, because they did the Lightning. Thing. The Cybertruck was promised. The Hummer EV came out. Like all these things came out. And they're saying, we're doing it, we're making an electric truck, but we're going to wait a couple years to make sure we can do it right and not have range issues and towing issues. They're making sure they're not sacrificing the truck part of a truck when they release
which
something.
Is smart.
Which is
that's
cool.
Probably the hardest hurdle for an electric truck.
Yeah.
It's not like you have a hurdle with power.
Yep.
Or like space.
Yeah.
Those are the two big things. Yeah. It's like power, space.
Yep.
It's like range and time. Because like a giant market of the truck space is like contractors and people who actually do stuff,
right?
You know,
right?
And like they don't have time to sit and charge for an hour and a half,
right? Right? Yeah, they can't. Like that's like valuable.
And they
time.
Got long distance to jobs, and they got to tow a trailer, and they can't sacrifice the time or the charge and whatever for it.
Right.
So I think that's the right way to do it. I mean, ultimately, EVs would be practical and cooler even with better battery technology.
Yeah.
Like if we just had batteries that first of all didn't come from like slavery and child labor and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like besides that they suck at they're very efficient. But
right.
that they suck at charging in relation to being able to tank up real quick and you're gonna go.
Yeah.
Like if we could figure that whole jazz out, like we get like a Meteor that has like the perfect little crystals and whatever that you could charge up in a few minutes.
Right.
And could last as long as a ICE engine and we're more like environmentally sustainable because like that's the whole pitch for EVs is that like it's more like sustainable
save
for
the
environment
earth. Yeah
and like that battery dies and you got it like goes in a landfill like
that battery dies
terrible.
And we go full Ohio all of a sudden
topical
the hard hitting fact
dime is the train
like yeah that because that's the issue right is it's like if you could have electric apart from the power storage thing, it's cool. Like it's instant torque. It's a lot of power. We rode in the Lightning. That's a lot of power. Like it feels cool. That whole side of it's neat. Being able to power stuff the way you can, all it's all cool. It's just that. It's not. It kind of feels like everybody's being lied to a little when they're like, this is great. It helps. You're like,
yeah.
Didn't you like destroy large swaths of land trying to get battery material? Yeah,
the like lie of like it's better for the environment is the tough piece.
Yeah.
That like everybody's kind of brushing under the rug. It's like it's almost like this is a terrible way to go, but it's like sacrificing, like they're kind of like brushing that stuff under the rug. Like, hey, it's like how we get this stuff is very bad.
Right.
And what happens when they're not usable anymore is very bad as well.
Right.
And they're like brushing that under the rug in lieu of like, well, we're going to have better technology for it someday.
Right.
And then this will be, then it will be good. Cause then it truly isn't spitting off emissions and whatever. And if that's even a problem.
Right.
If you can get the battery tech to kind of come in line with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like if you could get it there, it would be cool in theory. Especially, I mean, even like forgetting, it's like they get so caught up in the whole like it has to be about the earth. It's like, can we just make it about like, imagine if like most of LA even had cars.
Imagine. You start singing. Jake starts singing.
Turns black and white.
Imagine there's no smog.
Your old song. Just break into a whole 3-minute song.
I would love that.
But like if you had big cities where like you look from a distance and you can see how gross it is.
Yeah.
Like in that instance, even forget like the whole whatever. If it affects anything, I don't even know. But like for that, it would be better for like in a city situation to have that. It'd be better if you could
just
have
just cleaner air in general.
Your car in a closed garage could heat itself up and you wouldn't have to worry about like dying. Like there'd
that
be some
is
cool
what,
benefits.
So my like future dream of like I love, I mean, I was looking, we talked about this way back. I was looking at a Model 3 Performance and my car at the same time. Mm-hmm. And like the things I loved about that were like that, where like I can warm up my car too, but I just got to go out there and start it, whatever.
Yeah.
But like if the future dream of an EV is like one that has good range, can charge quick, whatever, because I'm in real estate, I drive all over the place all the time.
Yeah.
So like I need to be able to drive to 6 different cities in a day and not have to stop for an hour to charge.
Right.
So that, but then if I could get it to, which I think there's probably tech for already, but like, get it to work with my Google Calendar.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine if you have the same schedule every day, it's a little easier. But if you're a variable schedule like me, if you could, like your car being warmed up and ready wasn't even a thought.
Yep.
Like you pull into your garage, it automatically hooks up to a wireless charger.
Yep.
It knows your Google Calendar. You don't have to like pop the garage to start it because there's no emission.
Right. So it starts and warms up before you start going.
And it knows, it's 14 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take, historically based on our data, is going to take this long to get it to the operating temperature that Zach normally likes to drive at on these days of the week.
Yep.
Like all of that data aggregated into like, it starts warming itself up while in charge so it doesn't lose its battery.
Right.
45 minutes before I get out there or whatever.
Right.
15 minutes before
whatever
I get out
there. Or it just does it slowly. It optimizes the best way to warm it up versus losing battery charge.
Right.
So it does it over 2 hours very slowly or whatever it is.
Right.
Like it does something to
pumps
do it
up a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or exactly to that point. Yeah, it like warms it up all the way like an hour before.
Yeah.
And then lets it recoup that charge until I get in the seat. And then it's like, okay, now it's already warm and it's good to go.
Right.
And that would be like the dream for electric stuff in the future.
Well, really the dream for it, but everybody, I mean, you'll see why it's not the reality of it right now, is if everything, like the most efficient form of energy right now is if there was mini nuclear reactors and everything. Like, but fail compilations would look different.
Yeah, because like, we'd get one, and my third arm would hold the iPad. That would not work out
Yeah, like, if they could, I mean, the hydrogen stuff is kind of cool. Like, these hybrid, like, tiny engines that are generators for electric things. It's like it feels like it's close. Like, there's a lot of weird ideas get thrown around, and it's close.
Yeah.
There seems to be some hybrid of, like, all right, not getting rid of it totally. You got Toyota with, like, hey, we have this V8 hydrogen engine that we're messing with, and like all these like weird things that are getting tossed around. It'll be interesting where it lands. But you've got some Harley got big chunk of GM, like a lot of these brands going completely like, hey, here's our electric everything that we make now. So it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see where it goes the next couple of years. But apparently the new, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do to replicate the Harley experience on an electric bike, but
it'll have to be resonated speakers and
stuff.
It'd
be kind of
like
fun to go ride a live wire and see what it's like.
Yeah, I would love to drive an electric motorcycle.
I saw somebody just built, they put a Tesla motor, electric motor on a Grom, and they were building that.
Cow.
I know. So death wish, obviously, but like, it was nuts.
Just
so they were showing,
tires.
They didn't do much, but they were showing how the tires expanding when you're like,
like an RC car.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
my
nuts.
Gosh.
Still chain driven and everything, which is nuts. But yeah, that's going to be a no
that's
for me.
Crazy.
I don't want to hit the throttle
what
so
is it,
hard.
A tungsten
that
chain
I
or something?
Break
or
the
titanium?
Chain and slap my back with it.
ow.
Maybe a little more than that. Just yeah. get spanked by a 70,000 RPM. More like a
lashing, but yeah.
Maybe more like, I think I left my leg behind.
You just see a chain. What?
Just like the, yeah, I probably should mention the YouTube that we were talking about last night.
Yeah, probably not.
Just like that.
Yes.
But our audience probably has watched that. That's right. We won't bring up, we had to like dig this memory. Never mind. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Whole thing. So anyway,
cut.
Beep. Goody be, baddie be. There's that. Awesome. And the other good, bad saga that we normally talk about, we usually rip on BMW quite a bit. I actually don't think I have a bad BMW this week.
Yeah, I think we might have. I think a lot of our BMW frustration of the good Beamer, bad Beamer came from like our personal experience with older, used, not very well taken care of BMWs. And like,
not true though. We just ripped on BMW drivers like a few minutes ago with motorcycles. That's right. Remember?
There's a lot to rip on. Not too much, but though. I don't know. They've been doing some cool stuff. They have been doing some weird EV stuff, but like the XM, we talked about it last episode. If you guys want to watch our breakdown from Chicago Auto Show, we got to like sit in it, feel it, look at the engine, talk to the reps and all that stuff.
Yeah, which was really cool. It was a very different perception in person than it was from their online article and everything, which is weird. So on another good BMW, good Beamer thing. I don't know if this is ever going to be available stateside, because that's the other disclaimer to all this is maybe that's a bad Beamer part of this whole
thing. Send them here. I think it's more to do with us than it is with.
Yeah. There's a BMW M3 Touring that's 500 horsepower, washing machine transporter that I didn't think would ever exist. Is the weird
transporter?
Yeah, because it can fit a washing machine in it, apparently.
Okay.
So look at this thing.
Oh, still with the grill is not really a fan. But
the grill is not. There's actually another article I have open that says BMW played all us grill haters for chumps. I haven't read much of it yet. I just thought the title was funny, so we can go into that too. So
yes,
here it is. It's 115,000 pounds. I don't know how many dollars that is. It's a lot. 540 horsepower. G80 M3.
Yeah, it looks awesome though. I mean
look at that thing.
Yeah,
looks great. So yeah, their weird like brag in this article is they fit a whole washing machine in the trunk of it while it's parked on a farm, apparently.
Kind of cool.
Cool flex.
Yeah,
cool. I mean, that's practical. And like, honestly, this is BMW doing the same. Like, follow Audi's thing, please. They brought their RS6 Avant here, and that thing has sold
extremely well.
Excellently well.
I actually was looking for them for sale.
Yeah,
there's 3 for sale in the US.
How much are they?
100 and
six figures?
Over 100.
Wow.
I think they were like 129.
Did you see what's his face? That guy on TikTok that like all his videos are basically about how big his butt
with the big butt.
Yeah, that guy.
I saw he just got one.
Yeah, he's a car guy. Did you see his whole video?
Yeah.
He's like huge into cars. And he posted like he used to take videos of other people's cars. It was like kind of a cool, really cool inspirational
post. Like a Daniel
post.
Mack type of thing.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. So he used to do that. He used to actually be like a filmmaker and do that kind of things, photography stuff. And then he did all his videos. I think he did his videos while he's in film school or something. There was some correlation there.
Yeah.
But yeah, then he bought his dream car, which is an R6 Avant. It looks awesome. And
I love seeing those guys like get bit, because it's like all this starts just from like fun conversations, like stuff like this.
Yep.
To be able to get there and like buy those, like Daniel Mack, for those of you who don't know, the guy who like cool car, what do you do for a living? The guy who started that whole trend.
Yeah.
He just got his Cayman GT4. Yeah. Yeah. And I just saw a video of his. He did new wheels and tires and a titanium exhaust, and it sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. Super, super cool.
It's awesome.
So, love to see it. So it's pretty cool. So to your point, if they could bring that stateside, I think it would do really well.
It would sell. It would for sure sell. So looks cool. Interior looks nice. I mean, the rest of it's just BMW, but thought that was pretty cool that there's actually that happening. I mean, I know they've been doing the wagons and everything over there for a while, but so that's what I got for episode 50.
That's fun.
But yeah, for those of us who've been with us for a while, I mean, those of us who've been here for all 50 episodes. No, for you guys.
I've been here for all 50. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, I have too.
Oh, well.
I think, right? All 50. Yes. Definitely connect. Like, we've got, I don't know where you're listening to this on. We're kind of all over the place. But like, our big thing, like, we cut a lot of TikToks and like short pieces of these during the week. So there's like funny pieces that you can share with others. You can comment on a lot of it. Like, we're asking for your guys' opinion on like chunks that we talked about in the episode.
Yep.
So like, definitely engage with us there on all the social media stuff, the Instagram, the TikToks, all that jazz. But most importantly of all of this is our Facebook group. That's like we get a lot of messages from you guys on like fail videos and like all this other stuff. And it gets...
And your builds. That's the most fun part. Like what car you guys drive or what you want to drive or what you're doing on your cars.
Yeah. Like we
that's
just saw
one... That's my favorite
part
of the group.
We just saw one today. Some guy posted where like he went to a Cars and Coffee and he had somebody with like a big Bronco or something like flex up on his Dodge Dart. That's also a safari car. And like parked it up there on the fender and then posted it just to be like, hey guys, check it out. Like, what? That's so... And all the people who listen to the show have way cooler cars than us, which is awesome. Yeah. So... join the group, Third Pedal Podcast Crew on Facebook.
Yep.
The rule is when you join, you got to post your car and like talk about your build, talk about whatever.
If you don't have one, post what you want or what you
want. Yeah, if you drive something in Forza, whatever, it doesn't matter. Yeah. We just want to see your interest in cars. But yeah, if you guys have fail videos, there's been a lot of memes posted there. A lot of like articles, like stuff around the GR Corolla as it's coming out, kind of get leaked onto there and posted and shared and commented. But yeah, check it out. So Third Pedal Podcast Crew, there'll be a link in the description of this, wherever you're watching it. It's on our website, thirdpedalpodcast.com. You can find it there. But yeah, that's kind of like the key thing to like, if you guys want to engage and share stuff with the group, rather than just send it to us, you can send it to us.
Totally.
We'll get it on here when we can. But, you know, we got to talk about the hard hitting facts here. Yeah. So
get down to business.
So no, we want it there. So then everybody else can react immediately. We don't have to wait a couple weeks for us to film a new episode. It can just come out immediately when you guys have something that you want to share, and feel free to do that. Like, this is not like us to have this thing and everybody can watch us do it. We're just like a big car club that does mostly responsible but sometimes irresponsible things with cars, and we want you guys to be part of that too.
We try to keep it mostly legal.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, share, subscribe, share with a friend. Head to thirdpedalpodcast.com /shop. We've got some sweet merch that you're wearing. The hat. Okay, I was like, neither of us are wearing it.
Yep.
Really, really cool stuff in there. We appreciate everybody who's out there repping our stuff. So absolutely. That being said, catch you guys next time.
Peace. Welcome back to the Third Pedal Podcast, everybody. I'm Jacob.
I'm Zach.
Welcome to... Oh, yeah.
You forgot already.
I forgot already. Welcome
episode... Oh, that was so lame.
We should start over.